As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It is that time. It's our final Friday with the Daily Mock. Next Friday, we're reacting to the first round of the NFL draft. All right, let's go out to a guy that I don't think he lives here anymore, but he was a Philly guy for a long time, and we know his name, Rob Motti. He covers the NFL for the Associated Press. And Hugh, I think we've covered a lot of angles in these Daily Mocks, right? We've had a lot of different kinds of picks, positions, all that. We haven't had this one, though. Let's dive into it. Number one overall, Rob Motti's latest mock over at the Associated Press. Cam Ward, quarterback of the Miami Hurricanes to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, corner, wide receiver, whatever you call him, Shohei Ohtani of football, Travis Hunter to the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. Number three, the Giants select Abdul Carter, pass rusher from Penn State. Number four, we have a trade. Not the Eagles, though. Don't get too excited.
Calm down.
Or maybe you're happy that it's not the Eagles. But in Rob Motti's latest mock, the Saints move up in a trade with the Patriots. Saints up from 9-4 to take Shedeur Sanders, quarterback, out of college. What do you think about Shedeur and Kellen Moore's offense?
I think he could thrive in that. I think Shedeur, you know what's funny? This is what I really think. I think that people don't know how to take Shedeur because of his pops. Shedeur is literal. I saw an interview he did where somebody asked him, you know, where would he go if he had to go get gas? What would he get from the gas station? Mm-hmm. And he said something to the effect, I drive a Cyber Beast, so I wouldn't go get gas.
He wouldn't need to stop, he's basically saying, yeah.
And people got mad about that. And I was thinking to myself, he sounds like he's just literal. Like he's not thinking, you know, outside the box. Like kind of like what most of the time we deal with on a day-to-day basis. When people hear, they don't actually hear what you're saying. They just get triggered by something that you said that they don't agree with. So, yeah, it was. I think he could thrive in that offense. I really do.
All right, so they trade up for him in this mock draft. The Saints select Shedeur Sanders. Number five, Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan. All right, Hugh, I scroll down looking for the Philadelphia Eagles, and guess what? There's no pick. You know why? With the 32nd pick, we have a trade. The Eagles trade out of the first round. The Pittsburgh Steelers trade back in. Pittsburgh coming up for Jackson Dart, quarterback out of Mississippi. But here is the interesting part.
What's that?
The Eagles don't just like trade out to get a pick a few picks later. They're out entirely. Here is what they get back. They get back a 2026 first-round pick and a 2026 fifth-round pick. Mm. So that would mean there's no first-round pick at all for the Eagles. But they're getting back next year's Steelers one. So here's really the point of this. Would you short the Pittsburgh Steelers? Basically, you're betting on them not being that good next year, and that pick in the first round next year is way more valuable than the last pick this year. Hugh, what do you think? Out of the first round entirely this year, but you get the Steelers 2026 first round pick.
I know Rod's thinking outside the box with this one, but I don't think the Eagles do that. I think they, you know, even though Howie did say they don't have 32 people graded in the 30. Well, you know what
he
said.
Yeah, 32 first
round grades or whatever. I think if anything, they move up. I think they get a little aggressive, and I think that they have some capital where they could potentially do that with. So no, I don't think they don't have a pick in the first round. I don't think that.
So on just the value standpoint, I think this is a good deal for the Eagles. Like, they're getting a first rounder in next year's class, and I don't think the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl. So that pick will be better than the 32nd pick this year. But my question would be, what is Howie doing with all these picks? Like, what is the plan here? And it's not bad to have picks, right? You can move around, but I mean, they already have 20 picks over the next 2 years, and now we're going to add a second one to next year. Like, I just would love to ask him, what are you planning with all these picks? Are we going after a superstar that could be available? Do you think you need to go up and get a quarterback in the next couple of years? Like, what are you doing? Because that's a lot of picks to have. And the Steelers typically are not bad, so it probably wouldn't be a top 10 pick.
And it's almost, it's another way to look at the comment from Howie about not having 32 first-round grades.
Yep.
Then, you know, bail out.
Next year's draft might be better. Yeah.
And, you know, and go to next year. Like, if you're really trying to play with the value thing, right? I mean, I would be interested in doing it. I actually could see the Steelers finally not falling ass backwards into a winning record this year.
Boy, that would be a tip in Howie's, a feather in Howie's cap if he shorted the Steelers the first year they're under 500 under Tomlin. But that's an interesting one. Eagles out of the first round. They give the 32nd and a third rounder in 2026 for a first rounder and a fifth rounder in 2026, getting the Steelers' first round pick back. All right, let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. There is our daily mock at 1 o'clock. All right, with the A.J. Brown situation, would you do it? And we do have a Tri-Day Friday here. 4-pack of tickets. So this is sold out. Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link next Thursday night, April 24th. The party starts at 7. Draft party activities include Eagles locker room tours. The cheerleaders will be there, Swoop. And we'll be there doing a live show starting at 6 p.m. leading all the way through the Eagles pick. All right, you know what I haven't done first before we go to the phone lines here? I haven't checked the Twitter poll today. Is Twitter handling the conversation well today?
Not at all.
I'm sure they're not.
You know what? Like, here's the...
That's okay.
The funny, I know you don't care, Joe, but it burns my biscuits when people don't listen to the whole conversation. Mm-hmm. And they just draw off of the little snippet that we put on.
Why would they listen to the whole conversation?
I don't know, because maybe...
Who needs context?
Yeah, I do. Well, I guess because I do a show every day, and I want to try to get as much information as I possibly can before I make a comment or sound silly. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it. Everybody else doesn't have to do that.
84% are voting no, and that's okay. I didn't expect today most people to vote yes. I mean, the concept is trading away one of the Eagles' best players. I mean, that's going to be met with some resistance no matter what. Hugh and I voted yes. I did. Kyle obviously voted no. Where do you guys come down? Would you trade AJ for a top five pick? Ken in Cinnamon's and up on a Friday. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What's up?
Happy Easter weekend to
happy
everybody.
Happy Easter weekend.
So there's no scenario in which trading A.J. Brown makes you a better football team. None. Suggesting that there is just denying the truth. So, you should probably dump this audio because you're never going to hear it again, but Kyle's 100% right.
See, now he's going to clip that and use it. See, that's he's in charge of the dumping and the clipping. That's a problem for us.
And he should take solace in that, because as we know, he has publicly stated that I'm always right. So when I'm telling him he's right, that means that we're on the same page.
Yeah. Well, so, that's you guys could spin it that way. I like that.
So, but here's in addition to that, I've talked about this before because it's statistically and unavoidably true. Sacks are the shiny object. Everybody wants to focus on a guy that gets sacks, like one guy that gets sacks. And as I've said before, sacks are the statistic that get individual players paid a lot of money. Sacks, individual sacks from individual players, are not the statistics that win Super Bowls. And if you want any further proof than the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know what to tell you, because the Eagles have won two Super Bowls in their history. And in both Super Bowls, they have not had a single guy on the team that has had double-digit sacks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nurse accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nurse app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So, it's easy to conflate sacks and pressure, but they're not necessarily the same thing. The Eagles had 38 sacks again last year and won the Super Bowl. The exact same numbers of sacks that they had in 2017 when they won the Super Bowl as a team. So, yeah, they had six sacks in the Super Bowl. And yet, you know, Josh Sweat got himself paid because he had as many sacks in the Super Bowl as Jordan Davis had in the entire postseason. They just didn't all happen in the Super Bowl. So there's just no scenario in which you trade one of the 15 or 20 best players in the league, which is what A.J. Brown is, for, I don't care if it's the top two pick, top three pick, top five pick, whatever. There's no scenario in which that makes your team better.
Financially strapped. I hear you, and you make some strong, not to cut you off, apologize for that, but you make some strong points. But, like, I think there's something to the Eagles having, I want to say money issues, but right up against it, if you will.
The salary cap.
Yeah, they're right up against it.
That money's already accounted for.
Well, before you go on, would you agree on this premise? As time goes on, whether it's 1 or 2 years down the line, something feels like it's going to have to give if Quinion and Cooper and Nolan continue to progress. They're going to be due second contracts. We know they're going to re-sign Carter. That's a given. But those other three young defensive players, if they keep progressing, they'll all need new deals. Nolan after this coming year, and then a couple years down the line, the two corners. So if they want to pay all of them, I find it hard to believe they can keep all of the highly paid offensive players. So this, to me, this is just a reset more than it is, you know, let's dump A.J. Brown. It's a reset and getting a big asset back for the reset.
No, well, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to continue to do what they've done well in the last 4 or 5 years. They're going to have to continue to draft well. I mean, it's obvious that the strategy for this team all along was to get younger and cheaper on defense and pay the offense. So, you know, you don't know, first of all, you don't know what the salary cap's going to be 3 years from now. You don't know what the salary cap's going to be 2 years from now because it's all dependent on what the NFL's revenue was the year before. You can assume it's going to go up. You just don't know how much. You don't know when that regression occurs for A.J. Brown. Right now, A.J. Brown is one of the most uncoverable guys in the NFL. I mean, you can't press him because he'll run past you. You can't play off him and you know, because he'll just run through you. So Hugh used the exact word. He's a unicorn. He's a physical specimen who is one of the 15 or 20 best players in the league. And it's not unrealistic to think that you still have two or three really productive years out of a 27-year-old guy who takes care of himself and works as hard as
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think he's going to fall off. But also, Ken, I think you're never probably going to get this much value for him. If you wait another year or two, and he's the one they want to move, if they do, he'll be older, he'll be expensive. The return won't be a top-five pick. This might be a special moment in time that someone would even think to offer that.
But you could probably say that about Landon Dickerson, right? Would you trade Landon Dickerson? Like, there's a reason why this team is the best roster in the NFL, and it's because not only they have really good players, but the organization, it's not just Howie. So it's not whether or not Howie's a good drafter. It's whether or not the Eagles as an organization are good drafters, and they are. And they're also smart about how they manage these young guys when they become eligible for extensions and they sign them early and they get in front of it. Like Kyle said, they just signed A.J. Brown, extended A.J. Brown last year. So, you know, you don't know what the draft class next year is going to look like, so you don't know who's going to be there, and you don't know what needs the Eagles are going to have.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't necessarily reset the line and say, well, it makes us more likely to be in contention for the Super Bowl in 3 years because we trade A.J. Brown now. for some, you know, young defensive
right. It, it doesn't necessarily. It could. And Ken, good phone call, and we hope you have a great week. It doesn't mean that. Now, Ken brought up the pressures thing and sacks.
Yeah, that's something that I when I played, that was not a big deal.
And I get
it's
it.
A huge
I think,
deal. Though.
I understand his point, but they did. So with that though, they did lose the guy that had the second most pressure on the team. That was Josh Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
They lost the guy that had the fourth most pressure on the team in Milton Williams. They're gone. So. If Carter's the guy we're talking about, he's going to replace some of that.
But counterpoint, Sweat was a fourth round pick. Like they got, and Milton Williams was what, a third? Like Carter is is the cog in the machine that makes everything go.
I agree.
So like you can get a guy, look, as much as I wanted Myles Garrett and I wanted TJ Watt, like because I think it would be worth it to trade an unknown, which is a draft pick, and sign him for money, that makes sense to me because then you can compound that force on the defensive line.
Sure.
But you can get away with and get production out of guys by putting them next to Jalen Carter without having to like ruin the best thing you have on offense.
I can say that about a receiver with Devontae Smith or Saquon Barkley.
Totally disagree.
I mean, but it is easier to find receivers.
Yeah.
AJ's who's making Devontae's life easier. You could argue Saquon makes AJ's life a little bit easier. That I think is more of a chicken or the egg type thing. It's so much harder to find someone to replace A.J. Brown's production and his impact than it would be to find somebody who can get sacks next to Jalen Carter.
Just the concept of great pass rusher, great receiver. It's just harder to find great pass rushers.
Yeah, it is, man.
But it's easier to put somebody in position to like to be good next to Jalen Carter than it is to get somebody to do what A.J. Brown does.
It's easier to put a receiver in position to be successful.
Not to be what A.J. Brown is. Nope.
But I think... We're not looking for the next A.J. Brown. We're just looking for a good receiver.
But we're going to need one. Like I don't think you understand how much the offense is going to step back when you don't have him out there.
And see, again, this is where I go back to how much do you trust Jalen? See, that's what this all comes down to. Because I hear people that say we can't move on from A.J. because they're afraid of Jalen's production. Jalen's here. Jalen's the quarterback of this team.
That's why we need to surround him with the best receivers.
And there's been a narrative, which I was a part of, that says that he needs great offensive players around him.
He might. He probably does.
I think that if this happens, hypothetically, because we've been hypothetical all day, then that, to me, says that they believe in Jalen's evolution as a quarterback.
I just don't know what evidence we have of Jalen Hurts' evolution last year when they tried coming out as a throwing team. It did not look good. They had to become a running team by necessity.
Right. At the end of the year.
Can I give
in the Super Bowl.
Can I give a thought on the Jalen thing? Because I just think we're missing something that there's the evidence is piling up. Same quarterback's been here, right? He's been here since 2021. They have got to the Super Bowl twice with him. You can win with Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Both times they've gotten there, they have had excellent defenses. AJ's been here for 3 years. One of the years, the defense was crappy. Same AJ Brown, and it didn't mean anything.
The 22 defense was phony baloney.
But it was good. It was good defense.
Phony baloney.
But you can say that. But
it wasn't the reason the Eagles were winning that year. It wasn't.
The title game against San Francisco? Their defense dominated
the
game.
Yeah, because Hassan Reddick made a play. But the Eagles were more of an offensive team in 22.
But
Jalen was the MVP favorite before he got injured.
The Eagles have had top 10 offenses 22, 23, 24.
Mm-hmm.
All
years with A.J. Brown.
All years with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown. We know what it looks like. It's a top 10 offense.
Mm-hmm.
22, top 10 defense matched it, and they get to the Super Bowl. 24, top 1 defense matched it, they win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The one in the middle is what I keep referencing. 23, the defense fell off, and Jalen's winner thing
Hurts
didn't
sucked.
But guess what? It's the same Jalen. It's the same A.J. A.J. Brown was putting up historic numbers, and they were losing because their defense sucked.
Okay.
It wasn't just that A.J. Brown is here. If A.J. Brown is here next year and they fall to the 16th defense, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
So that's kind of my point. Like, I don't believe that this defense is going to be roll back and be top five again or good enough. Like, I don't think it's...
I know.
I'm not sure it's going
to
be Super Bowl defense.
Better.
No, but it's not going to be good enough. I don't think.
I just think we're looking at the scales differently. Hugh and I are trying to scale this thing a little bit different to make the same result.
I think the way you're scaling it is you're making both sides lesser, as opposed to like if you keep AJ Brown here, at least one side is great or like very good. Whereas you're going to make both sides mid.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, yeah, I think there's a much better chance of both sides of the ball being mid without A.J. Brown and a draft pick here than there's a much better chance of the offense being great with A.J.
I think we need to trust the Eagles and Fangio and everything more than
this. I will say this, too. I'm a little bit more willing to gamble with the way that the defense played last year. I don't shoot dice, but I'm willing to shoot them. I'm willing to shake them bones, man, for this one.
Yeah, we know you. $2
parlay.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? $2
parlay. That's how you gamble.
Mr. Eight Leg hit parlay hitter over here.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
I just feel. One of us hit a home run bet for +450 the other day. Did you? Did you hit a +450 home run bet?
No, but did you hit Eight Leg parlay?
Did you hit a +450 home run bet?
No, I did not.
Well, you didn't bet one. But you didn't bet it, though.
You know, because I keep forgetting to bet when I'm at work. Because I can't bet in Delaware. I got to bet in Philly.
Well, then either move or bet. When you're at work, our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you, learn about, and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Let's go to. So, David in the Northeast wants to talk to Hugh, so we could do
What's
that
up,
right
David?
Now. What's up, David?
Oh, boy.
Chef Douglas?
Hey. David?
The souffle is collapsing.
What?
What are you going to. Stop putting the bacon into the souffle.
I put bacon in the souffle.
Do
can you?
You
put bacon in full souffle?
You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
The souffle is collapsing. It's no good. Now, come on, guys. I mean, if you keep Brown on the team, what book is he going to be reading next year?
That's a good question. No one's asked that today.
is it going to be Bob Vila? I fix it.
Thought Bob about Bob Vila in a while. When was the last time you watched Bob Vila?
Bob Vila.
No, I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, that's the home guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. He shows you how to build things in your house and home improvement stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Bob Vila.
I mean, David, I'm
going to be reading.
See, I'm not.
Or Harden, or what was the two friends? The Harden books, the Harden Valley books.
Yes.
Yep. The Hardy Boys?
The Hardy Boys, maybe?
Yep.
The Hardy Boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on now.
There's all different series you can read. Harry Potter, Hunger Games, yep. Goosebumps.
Going to have one pick.
Goosebumps.
But next year, they need to pick wisely because they're going to have a lot of picks.
Mm-hmm.
Like
12.
You said with Pittsburgh, you know, the scenario going on there.
Yep.
But Chef Douglas. Mm. Do we eat turkey bacon?
Nah, I don't eat no faux bacon.
Well, no, don't eat turkey bacon.
What is bacon? Like before we started on this health kick, what was bacon?
But okay,
turkey bacon is faux bacon.
There is faux bacon, like vegetable bacon. Turkey bacon is just using a different animal to make this.
It's not bacon though. It's not bacon.
Well, I mean, listen, you're the bacon expert here. I wouldn't call turkey bacon faux bacon.
I'm the bacon whisperer.
Yeah, you are the bacon whisperer. You like bacon? Yeah, turkey bacon's good, yeah.
No,
I not the same.
Phone. You put it on.
Anything on pasta, David?
Tortellini?
Here you go, Wade.
It's like a gummy day.
You ever had turkey chops?
Turkey chops. No, I'm about to Google that. Turkey, do you have a turkey
chops? I've never had turkey chops, no.
Turkey chops.
Do you have that?
Is that like pork chops?
Yeah. I would think. You have to chop.
You cut the breast against the ribs.
They got turkey chop recipes.
Oh, you making some this weekend?
No.
I didn't think so. Turkey chops. David, good phone call. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll try to get everyone's phone calls up here because we have to give a winner out for these tickets. 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles sold out Eagles 2025 draft party. We're looking for egg dish. Did David give us an egg dish? He spoke about food for 5 minutes and didn't say anything about eggs.
Souffle, technically an egg dish? Is there eggs in souffle? I'm putting down for souffle.
Okay. Just write it down.
Probably not a winner.
What's the difference? All right. We got to check in with you people are talking about. Plus, a new Friday feature we began last week. Can't wait for this. It is the Midday Show as we argue about A.J. Brown for a top 5 pick on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.